T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This month, a significant advance for one of Pittsburgh's own, Chuck Cooper. It was announced just a couple of weeks ago on April 6th that legendary and extraordinary Chuck Cooper, the first black ever drafted by an NBA team, was named as a member of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame class of 2019. And joining me on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Chuck Cooper III. Chuck, good morning and congratulations to the family.
Thank you so much, Larry. Good morning to you. I appreciate you having me on.
What does this mean to you to have this kind of really high honor bestowed on such a great man?
Well, Larry, it's a tremendous honor. It means the world to my family and all the supporters of my father's legacy that his contributions to the great game of basketball are being recognized at the highest level. You know, he was proud to be the first African-American drafted in the NBA, and I really can feel just how proud and honored he is of his selection into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
You know, it's hard for people to imagine after you see the great athletes that have come after, how did they treat your dad, those that followed him into the league?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think has always, you know, been a little disappointing for me, being a son of an NBA pioneer, is Pittsburgh doesn't have an NBA team. So after he retired from basketball, you know, he really wasn't around the game that much because he moved right back to Pittsburgh after he got his master's degree. So he didn't have a lot of interaction with those guys. But, you know, I'm working with the NBA to make sure that you know, this really provides a teachable moment in basketball history. You know, just as the world knows about Jackie Robinson of Major League Baseball, you know, it really should know about Charles Chuck Cooper of the National Basketball Association. So we're working with the NBA to make sure that the players recognize guys like Chuck Cooper, Earl Lloyd, Sweetwater Clifton, you know, those guys who opened up the and then broke the barrier.
And a Duquesne University consensus All-American, and Duquesne University also stepping up to make a special announcement.
Well, another tremendous honor. You know, they're going to open up, renovate the Palumbo, and it's going to open up the UPMC Cooper Fieldhouse. We've already affectionately gave it a nickname, the Coop.
I love it.
So just another tremendous honor. My father had a very special relationship with Duquesne University, worked on his behalf up until he passed away. But I really think that bond was started back in 1946 when the University of Tennessee came to play Duquesne. And they weren't going to play if my dad participated. Duquesne took a unanimous team vote and sent the University of Tennessee home with a forfeited loss. I've been in conversation with Dave Harper. We're going to try to make that game happen. The game that was never played happened at the Coop.
Oh, that would be tremendous. And I don't think a lot of Pittsburghers are aware of that Duquesne's team players took a stand against racism, and it happened right here.
Right here. Duquesne was very progressive. You know, my father was afforded the opportunity to play at Duquesne and get a great education at a time where a lot of universities weren't letting African-Americans play. And Duquesne was rewarded by guys like Jim Tucker, the great side Hugo Green, who followed in his footsteps. And Duquesne was a perennial power back in those days. So, you know, I always like to tell people, when you do the right thing, good things happen.
And you're doing the right things in your dad's name with the Chuck Cooper Foundation. Tell us about some of the things that you're involved with.
Super excited about the foundation is growing. We give graduate-level scholarships to coincide with my father getting his graduate degree after his NBA career. Since 2013, we're up to almost $250,000 in scholarship support to some highly deserving students. But now we expanded that. They don't just get the scholarship dollars. You know, they're required to go out in the community with me and talk to young people K-12 about the importance of education, get the opportunity to teach their great history, you know, some of the things that my dad had to overcome and persevere, which many things aren't much different than what today's kids have to go through. So, you know, we've increased our reach and we get tremendous support from the Pittsburgh corporate community, and it's really a passion.
Well, during the induction ceremony for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame on September 6th, Springfield, Massachusetts, can't imagine what a night that'll be for you and your family.
It's going to be tremendous. You know, just to be in that room with all the great superstars and legends of the NBA and beyond, you know, I'm just looking forward, Larry, just, you know, to take it all in and really enjoy it. And I just wish my dad was here to smell the roses, but, you know, since he wasn't able to be here with us, you know, with them naming the UPMC Cooper Fieldhouse in his honor and going into the Hall of Fame, you know, back-to-back years is just fabulous and tremendous, and we're forever grateful.
I know it's going to be a big year. Check out the Chuck Cooper Foundation and look forward to future games in the Coop on the campus of Duquesne University. Chuck Cooper III, congrats to you and the family.
Thank you, Larry. It's always an honor and a pleasure.
Have a great weekend. Oh, what a great story.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.